This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy94.9. Support Joy94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Happy New Year! Welcome to the very first show of Kiss My Arts here on Joy 94.9. My name is Kylan. Please stay tuned to find out what the show is all about, what the best films and music were for 2011, and to learn more about my beautiful co-host Amy. So shake off the Mondayitis, guys. Get your juice box ready, because you'll need it for this heat. Indulge my company for the next hour, and I'll keep you informed on what's happening around town. And away we go! That was Gautier with I Feel Better. You're listening to Joy 94.9 and the very first Kiss My Arts show. So, welcome. I'm Kylan, your pal for the next hour, and I'll be introducing you to what the show is all about. Firstly, though, and more importantly, I'm usually accompanied by my co-host, Amy Bastow. However, she is currently overseas in Vietnam, bringing in the new year, the lucky devil. She's an amazing lass, and I can't wait to have her back in the studio next week to hear all about her adventures. You'll be able to learn a lot more about this beautiful girl coming up in an interview I did with her before she left. Till then, kiss my arts.
Hello, Amy Bastow.
Hi, Kylan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm amazing.
It's like you're here, but not really here.
I am. Well, I am here right now.
Yes, this is true.
But I won't be.
No, because where will you be?
I'll be in Vietnam.
Well, I can tell you right now, I am quite jealous because I'm secretly hoping it's going to be raining on you. But then, hey.
Thanks. I've heard that the weather in Vietnam is quite similar to Melbourne, so I feel well-equipped already, even though I haven't actually packed my bag, haven't done my washing.
Are you going to take a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No. I'm going to try and have an empty suitcase so I can bring stuff back.
Because apparently you can go over there and just order a suit, or is that someplace totally different?
No, you can, in Hoi An. Where I'll be spending Christmas, you can actually, it's a city full of tailors, so you can go in there, get the measure, and have a suit made for you, or shoes, or,
oh, nice.
Or whatever. So and I'll be coming back with all sorts of goodies.
Segway. Obviously, with the first show that's going ahead, I thought it best to allow the public to get to know us a little bit better. So to begin, I've devised a very fun Q&A.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty? Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to ask you some random questions and see how we go with them, alright?
Okay.
How are you feeling?
I feel scared.
You should be. First off, how about you just tell us a little bit about yourself? Where you're from?
See, this is why I'm scared. Talking about yourself is scary.
Yeah, little bits. How about where you're from? Mm-hmm. Your age and how you came to Joy.
Oh gosh, it's like kindergarten. I think I remember how to do this.
Yep.
Okay, my, what was the first one again? Oh my god, I need to go to the toilet.
Okay, where were you born?
Where was I born? I was born in a very, very small country town in New South Wales. So I'll give some clues first. There was a movie, an Australian movie.
Uh-huh.
That was set in this place to do with the big satellite.
Oh, yeah.
A big dish.
Yeah, called The Dish.
The Dish.
The movie is called
so
The Dish.
Where was I born?
I have no idea.
No idea.
Because I never saw the film.
Never saw the film?
Nah.
Parks. In New South Wales.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know the great thing about this is that I always ask people, oh, what part of, Australia or Melbourne are you from? And they tell me, and I'm like, I don't know why I asked that because I have no idea where it is.
I have no idea where that is. And then you're like, oh, so whereabouts is that? And they're like, oh, you know, near such and such. You're like, no, still not any closer.
Yeah.
You know, near St Kilda. Near what?
I only know the places where I frequent the pubs. Mm-hmm. So Richmond, Brunswick.
Fitzroy.
Prine. Windsor. But I'm not going to get into that. Okay, you're some
fun. So, yeah, that's one. Tick that one off.
Cool.
Okay.
And what made you end up in Melbourne?
Well, I've only been here 6 months.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So I'm new to the Victorian, the pints and the pots and the trams and all of that.
The footy.
Oh, God, I came when it was high footy season.
Oh, yeah.
Experience. Mm-hmm.
And how was it for you?
I survived.
You survived.
I survived. I did survive. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Have you got a team already?
I don't. I was living in North Melbourne at the time, so I felt like I probably should go for North Melbourne.
Yeah, no, don't.
Don't? No, okay.
And no offence to anyone that actually barracks for North Melbourne, but, you know, yeah.
Mm, well, I'm in Brunswick now, so do they have a team?
No, Brunswick doesn't have a
team
itself.
I think maybe they should.
Yeah, you could go for Carlton. They're a good team.
Are they?
All right, no. Well, here's a rule about choosing a footy team, though, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you choose one, you can't go back. You have to stay with that team for the rest of your life.
That's a big, big commitment.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Wow, it's like getting married.
It is, in a way.
Worse.
Yeah.
Because
to many guys.
You can never divorce your team.
No, you can't. I walked into a house of Collingwood supporters.
Mm.
And for me, that was like, right, I'm going to wait a year, see how it goes. They did win that year.
Don't they win every year?
No.
No?
Don't. No.
No?
No. Because they won that year, 2 years ago, I was like, yeah, I'm not going to go for them.
No.
No. Going to go for the underdogs.
Underdogs. That's right. So your team is...
St Kilda. No, wait, let me say that again. St Kilda.
Awesome.
Go to the Saints. Yeah. So nothing, there was no reason for you to actually come over to Melbourne. You just said, yeah, I'm going to pack up,
just
go.
Just pulled it out of a hat and went with it.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
Thanks.
Still wet behind the ears, but that's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
It's very much a good thing. Okay, on to the next question. Amy Besto.
Yes, Carlin.
What's the worst date you've had so far?
Far out. The worst date.
You don't have to tell, you know, you don't have to tell the public who you dated. You just have to explain the situation.
I don't have bad dates because I'm awesome.
Oh, there we go. How diplomatic is that answer?
How's that?
Yeah,
honestly,
fine.
I've never really had a disastrous date.
Cool.
No, they've all been...
Oh, maybe
good.
I should go on a date with you then.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Alrighty, Miss Perfect Date Person. What's your New Year's resolutions?
Resolutions?
Yeah,
plural?
Or resolution.
Resolution.
Or, yeah, whatever. Takes your fancy.
To not have a New Year's resolution.
Oh, you're one of those. Just go.
Just go with it.
Go with it.
Yeah, because you always make the resolutions and they never resolve. They're never resoluted.
they never resolve themselves.
That's probably it.
Love it. Someone needs to go back to school. Okay.
Maybe that should be my New Year's resolution.
Go back to school. Did you ever watch the Care Bears?
Yes.
Okay, so what would be the icon or your patch, the Care Bear patch, that you would have that would symbolise you?
Can I make one up or does it
have
to be an existing
patch? No. Everyone makes theirs up.
It would definitely have to be... A little red Vespa, me on a little red Vespa, or a red Vespa, a black leather jacket, and a pair of aviators. That'd be it.
I can't wait to see the Care Bear stare with that one.
Little scooter Care Bear. How's that? Can that work? Are we allowed to do that?
Yeah, sure. It's very stereotypical.
You want people to get to know me. I ride a little Vespa.
And is it a red Vespa?
It is a red Vespa. Well,
that is true because you do rock out the leather.
Yeah. Mm.
One of the other questions I have is, you're a bit of a music aficionado, aren't you?
Yeah.
Graduated in music.
Yes, I did.
Composition?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So if there was a song that you would like to cover... What song would that be?
I think I'd like to cover, you know, like Bach.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So take maybe a Bach Prelude and Fugue.
Yeah.
And totally rock it up. Do a cover of...
And just for the people out there, she's talking about Johann Sebastian Bach and not actually like tree bark.
Or dog bark.
Or
any other kind of bark.
Oh,
yeah.
Amy Besto. Yeah. I think the crowd is absolutely going to love
they're
you.
They're going wild.
Totally.
They're going wild.
Cool.
Is that it?
No, there's more, but we'll take a break. G'day, I'm Kylan, and this is Kiss My Arts. That was the first part of my interview with Amy. Just on that, I'd like to say a big shout out to Simon, saying, hey, it's okay. North Melbourne supporters, I know you need all the help we can get. I'll tell you what, I'll come to a game, especially when St Kilda plays against them. How about that? Also, Hikaru, thank you so much for your message as well. That's really kind of you. Okay, so Kiss My Arts, guys. What's it all about? Well, it's a weekly review show of the latest music, films, and events that are happening around town. In addition, we aim to keep you informed on what's coming up in the week with films, gigs, and events. Now, along with our suggestions, we would love to hear from you about certain movies, bands, and shows that you may want us to check out. That way, we all get to enjoy the amazing city that is Melbourne and stay in the loop with what's happening. This is Joy 94.9, and that was Kimbra with Cameo Lover, a great Kiwi artist there who was well embraced by the Aussie public. You're listening to the first show of Kiss My Arts. Before we head into the second part of my interview with Amy, I'm just going to take this time to say thanks for stopping by. If you've just tuned in, this is the first show of Kiss My Arts for 2011. It's a new show on Joy 94.9 that allows me and my co-host Amy to review the latest in music, films, and events that are happening around town for you. Coming up now is the second part of my interview with Amy Bestow, my lovely co-host, who unfortunately can't be here today. The first part talks about our rating system when reviewing albums and films.
So it's called Kiss My Arts.
Very good.
Arts.
Arts.
A-R-T-S.
Yes.
Arts.
Yes.
So, just to make that really clear. Really clear, mm-hmm. Kiss My Arts.
Yep.
It's an arts review show.
I will be reviewing movies. Cool. And I'm looking quite forward to it, actually, to see things that are coming up. You know, just basically putting my five kisses or five kicks.
What's the kisses and kicks?
Well, how about you give us an idea? Because you yourself will be reviewing...
I'll be reviewing music.
Cool.
Yeah. So I'll be going to gigs and concerts and festivals and so forth.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'll be giving kisses or kicks to the music. So let's get this kisses and kicks thing straight.
Surely.
Basically, we have a system of reviewing these films and music called the kiss or the kick.
Nice.
So if we like it, it gets a kiss out of five.
Yes.
So if it's an awesome gig, it might get five kisses. There's going to be a lot of kissing. A lot of kissing going on in the studio. If we don't like it, it'll get a kick. So if it's really dodgy, it might get five kicks.
Yes.
So it's like totally bummed out.
Cool.
And if it's somewhere in the middle, maybe it just gets a peck. On the cheek. You know, just a little one.
A half-ass effort.
Yeah, it's kind of like neutral. We don't really know whether it's good or bad. It's
fair play.
Peck. So, yeah, that's the kiss or the kick review system.
I like it. I love
it. You like it?
Yeah, yeah.
Should we go with that?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Awesome. Yeah, yeah. And we'll also get the lovely audience to, you know, if you've seen the film or listen to the sounds that we'll be reviewing, you can always send in your emails or your texts to let us know what you think. And if there is something that you think Amy should listen to or I should go and watch, we're always open to hearing your suggestions and always open to hearing what you have to say. So, definitely get in contact with us during the show. Along with reviewing films and music, we'll also be going down and checking out some festivals and also letting the wonderful public, you, a lovely person, listener, know about events that are coming out. For example, in January, we all know that the big festival that we all look forward to, Midsummer, is coming up.
Mm.
So we'll let people know about what's going on during the week, along with what's happening around Melbourne, i.e. Melbourne Queer Film Festival coming up. There's the Melbourne L'Oreal Fashion Week. There's the St Kilda Festival. And if I keep on going, I probably won't stop, because anyone who has lived in Melbourne, and you'll come to discover this, Amy, since you're such a newbie, is that everything upon everything happens within the first 3 to 4 months here in Melbourne, because the weather is amazing. Everyone's in a good mood, and there's just so much to partake of. Yeah, so we'll be heading down there as well, won't we?
We will be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Giving it a go, and then, definitely coming back and reviewing those festivals that I've gone to as well.
Can't wait. It's going to be good.
So there you go, a brief but nice introduction to Amy, my co-host here on Kiss My Arts. She'll be back next week to join me on what I will call the official first show. I'm sure she'll have many a tale about her trip to chat about. One thing I would like to know when she gets back is finding out how many items of clothes she brought back, because I hear that place is well cheap. Just like to do a nice shout out to Katie and Joshua, who sent in a very nice message saying I have somewhat of a adequate radio voice. That's very nice. Thank you very much. Now, as was discussed in the interview, Amy will be reviewing the week in music internationally, domestically, and without a doubt, the local bands as well. She'll let you know about what gigs are about town, and of course, she would love to hear from you on something that might be coming up and of interest to check out. Now, what I'll do is I'll save all those suggestions up and give them to her when she comes back. Now, along with grilling her in an interview, I also asked her to make a list of her five favourite albums for 2011. A hard feat, I know. It's not easy to cull the selection, yet here it is for you to grade. Coming in at number five is the English band from Cumbria, Wild Beasts, with their album Smother. Number 4, the beautiful Bjork with Biophilia. Number 3, the American band Beirut, The Riptide. Number 2, Adele with 21, of course. I love that album. She's amazing. And the number 1 spot that Amy has chosen goes to the Australian Sydney band, The Jezebels, with their album Prisoner. Now, let us know your thoughts on Amy's selection, and if there is any other album released in 2011 that you think deserves a shout-out, then you should know by now how to get in contact. Coming up next is Amy's turn to grill me, and I have no idea what she's about to ask, so stay tuned to hear me cringe and to also find out what I consider to be the best films of 2011. That was the beautiful Adele singing Rumour Has It on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Kylan on Kiss My Arts. Up next, it's my time to be put in the spotlight. Amy sent through some questions a while back. Now, just so you know, I haven't actually seen these questions. She sent them through, I printed them off, I asked my friend to go collect them. And now, I'm going to have my beautiful producer, Sonia, who's helping me out tonight to ask the questions. Now, I'm a little hesitant, but if Amy had to do it, then so must I. Okay, so Sonia, I don't know what these are, man. I'm freaked out. I truly am, but let's go.
You want me to do them psychically or?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
Go ahead.
All right. They're going to be live questions, these ones, mm-hmm. to Kylan. All right. Now, these are from Amy, of course. If you were an M&M, which color would you be and why?
Okay. Well, I'd have to be blue. The only reason why is because blue's my favorite color.
Oh, that's predictable. Yes. Okay, I blue. I shall write this down.
I don't eat M&Ms. Do they all taste different with the colors?
Don't know. I'm not a big candy girl type of person. All right, second question. Yep. What is the one thing you have on your New Year resolutions list, if you have one?
I do have a resolution list. I'm just wondering which one I should say.
Which one is,
well,
like, G-rated, PG?
My flatmates are probably listening, so they don't want to know that I'm going to be walking around the house with my underwear a lot more. In my underwear, I should say. I would probably say I actually want the tattoos that I've been hankering for quite a while now. I already have 2, so I want another 3. And if I can get those this year, well, I'd like at least 2 this year. So if I can get that, that's on my resolution list.
Yeah. If you were an automobile, what car would you be? Now let's think here. Can't mention brands of cars, I guess, and the merits of them.
Well, we can totally skip this question because I don't know anything about cars.
Something that goes.
Yeah.
Brum brum.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Right. Sorry, Amy. I'm sorry, babe. I don't know cars.
What's the worst date you have ever been on?
The cheeky.
It's always the embarrassing one.
Cheeky woman. Okay. The worst date. The worst date. Oh, look, can I be honest? No, I'm going to be honest. I haven't really been on that many dates.
They just happen, do they?
I went on one last year. That was the only. No, I went on 2 last year. They went quite well. One of them, the guy was very open with his exploits, which made me a bit uncomfortable. So I was kind of like,
well,
yeah,
we can move on with
I'm
that.
Just going to have my Palmer and then leave, mate. Yeah.
Oh, come on. It's a very American concept, I think. The date reminds me of that board game, dating game.
Oh, look, I'm just not used to having
You hang
them.
Out, don't you?
Well,
would you like to go round with me?
I'd rather go to the pub. Yeah.
All right. And the worst. Oh, no, sorry. Can you touch your nose with your tongue? I'm sorry.
No,
that's the question.
I have to get through my beard, so that's probably a no.
Old man's beard, right? Who's your all-time favorite superhero and why? This could be tricky.
My all-time favorite superhero would be.
Yeah,
it's either gonna have to be Archangel because my brother and I always had Archangel, or Optimus Prime.
Oh, he's not a superhero.
He's a superhero in my heart.
He's 10. He's just a bit of
He's a superhero.
Metal.
He's big. He's awesome. No. Well, I know. He doesn't fit within, like, the whole X-Men kind of thing. But, man, like, Optimus Prime, fully. I had my own little... When I was a child, I had my own little Optimus Prime
lunchbox.
Truck.
Lunchbox?
Yeah. Maybe not the lunchbox, but, yeah. Yeah, so, Optimus Prime.
Where did you grow up and why are you in Melbourne? Sorry, why did you end up in Melbourne?
Why did I end up in Melbourne?
Not why, why you're
such an accusation. Why are you here?
Look, I'm interpreting these questions myself. Well, you know where you grew up?
Yeah, I know where I'm. Sorry, I was just reading the text there. Someone asked, was that I'm Mrs. Palmer? You don't get it? Okay, I'm just going to leave that to the side. Okay, I grew up in New Zealand. Please don't hate me. I grew up in a small farming town in South Taranaki. Basically lived there. I left to go overseas.
What's the name of the town?
Hawera.
Uh-huh.
Or Hara, as we call it back in New Zealand. Yeah, I went overseas to Brazil. I came back to New Zealand. I got a degree in communications. Then I left because I realized an office job was not what I wanted. Went to Dublin. Loved it. I met people who drink as much as I do. Then I came back to New Zealand and didn't like it because they were going through the recession. So I gave Melbourne a go, and it was the best move I ever did. I love it. I love the city. It is everything I've always wanted in a city.
Right. If you were a woman,
okay,
what would you be called and what would you look like?
Am I not a woman now? I don't know. What would be my name and what would I look like? Amy, okay.
I think this will be the last question.
All right. I'm kind of hoping. right. No. Okay, so if I was a lady, my name would be Kyla or Kylie, because no one can get my name right anyway. Wow. And what would I look like?
Like you do now.
With a beard. Yeah, maybe. Awesome. Yeah, totally. Actually, if I could look like anyone, it would probably be like Jessica Rabbit, without a doubt.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a fairy thing happening.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Oh, well, mm-hmm. I think we're going to have to lose the last 10 questions. Yep. We could do them a bit later, but thanks, Amy.
Yeah, thanks, Amy. That was pretty intense, though. Thank Christ it's done. Now, guys, stay tuned to find out what my picks are for the best films in 2011, and what I'm looking forward to seeing in 2012. While I go and wipe away the sweat that is dribbling down my armpits, have a listen to The Kings of Leon. This is Kylan, and you're listening to Kiss My Arts on Joy 94.9. Welcome back to Kiss My Arts on Joy 94.9. I'm Kylan, your pal for today's show. So, 2011 had some great moments in film, but it may become known for having the most sequels ever to be released in one year, numbering 28. Pirates of the Caribbean, Kung Fu Panda, The Hangover, Twilight, Transformers, and Cars 2, to name a few. However, with a lot of blockbusters taking out the highest grossing films, thank you Harry Potter, and again Transformers, smaller independent films made a sounding impact as well. These are my top 5 films for 2011. Coming in at number 5, a small independent film called The Help. Now, I love it when small films make big splashes, especially when it deserves the credits. This film recently acquired 5 nominations at the Golden Globes, including Best Dramatic Film and nominations for Best Actress Viola Davis and 2 supporting actresses, actress roles, Octavia Spencer and Jessica Chastain. This film involves an aspiring author who decides to write about the point of view of the African-American maids in 1960s civil rights Mississippi. Needless to say, it causes a stir amongst the households the maids care for, and with performances from the aforementioned actresses, as well as Emma Stone and the brilliant Bryce Dallas Howard, this film is one of those that tugs at the heartstrings and leaves you feeling better for seeing it. Coming in number 4, Bridesmaids. Now, before I get any mad texts, let me just explain a few things. You know, personally, I don't care what people say about this film. I loved it and laughed my way through the whole thing. Ultimately, yes, a chick flick, but I have talked to heaps of lads who secretly loved the film as well. And that's what made me love it more. The fact, for once, a good chick flick can cross the border into Brotown is awesome. Kristen Wiig and Annie Mumolo wrote an amazing script, and the cast was brilliant. It was everything from cringeworthy moments to 80s revival, an amazing tantrum spaz out that is incredible to watch, and toilet humor that probably has never been seen before in film. Overall, it's a great film that will probably develop a drinking game or 4. Coming in at number 3, Tree of Life. Now, I was completely speechless after watching this film. It was such a moving piece of cinema, and the way director Terrence Malick used his images to evoke a deeper sense of ourselves, our childhood, and ultimately life is incredible. Brad Pitt stars as the fearsome patriarch, but I wasn't moved by his performance at all. Instead, it was the comforting mother, played by Jessica Chastain, who also starred in The Help, and the oldest son in the film that was played by newbie Hunter McCracken. Though both those actors, I feel, deserved more credit. And here's a bit of trivia. The three sons in the film weren't allowed to read the script, nor did they know what they were doing that day until they received a small briefing, and then whatever happened, happened naturally on film. I think that's a great technique because it makes the actors respond with an honest reaction. The film has been interpreted to suggest an embracement of religion versus mystery, the universe and our relation to it, the big questions, and our purpose and death and life. I think a lot of people may get lost in this film if they overanalyze it or try to decipher some symbology with it. I also think that some may find this film pretentious due to the accolades that this film has garnered and how there is no absolute or obvious plot that you can often find in blockbusters. But I don't think all films should provide a plot. Some just tell stories. Some do it well, some completely suck. This one is done very well. Don't expect big revealing moments with fireworks. Instead, see it for what it is, a story of someone's life. Number two, Harry Potter, of course. The Deathly Hallows Part 2. Excuse me for this one, especially if you haven't climbed aboard the Potter bus since it came out, but I was infatuated with all the Potter books and loved all the films. The final was awesome and lived up to what I was expecting. I will admit, I thought the epilogue was horrendous, but I just kind of blocked that part from the film. Look, not much to say about this one because, you know, I feel most people would know the plot and the great set of actors involved with every single one of these films, and especially the last film. All I will say is that I am going to miss reading about Harry Potter and his exploits. Thankfully, I own all the books and will soon buy the DVDs so I can relive my fantasies all the time, which will most probably be weekly. Number one, in my opinion, is Drive, the best film of 2011. It's true, I am a land who loves his bang-bang shoot-em-up films, but this film was like watching a contraction. It starts a little slow, but when the shocking moments come, they come hard and intense. Ryan Gosling plays a Hollywood stunt driver who moonlights as a wheelman, and he is phenomenal. He hardly speaks during this film, and his whole performance rests in his body language, facial expressions, and moody relationship with the completely stunning Carrie Mulligan. Nicholas Winding Refn directs this indie beauty, and the soundtrack that accompanies it is true 80s synth. Now, being an 80s baby, I totally love the score, and the tone for this film was quite 80s inspired as well. The one thing about this film is that, unlike many action films where the shootouts go overboard, this film delivers a very realistic take on violence. Those scenes are not for the faint of heart, but at the same time, I was quietly cheering in my head because when they happened, I was like, what the hell just happened? Drive, guys, is a brilliant film, and I can't wait to have it in my DVD collection. Check it out. You know, it's probably not a first date film, more like a 2-month anniversary thing, I think, yeah. Now, I really enjoy these films a lot, and it's great to see Aussie films, especially ones like Snowtown and Eye of the Storm amongst the big contenders. Of course, if there is something that you think I've missed out that deserves being on the list, send me a quick email. Now, 2012 has some pearlers coming up, and I cannot wait to see the following five films. Some have already been released internationally, but not yet on these golden shores, which is a shame because I keep watching the trailers and busting out of my seat with excitement. Now, maybe Sonia, would you like to get in on some of these?
I'll get in on the act, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so number five, The Hunger Games.
Look, The Hunger Games is something I've been looking forward to for, well, at least about 18 months.
Yeah.
Since it was first announced.
Sure.
And certainly, I hope they get what Suzanne Hamilton's done with the books. Have you read them?
No, I haven't.
Awesome books.
Basically, this film was told to me from a friend. I went back to YouTube. I saw the trailer. Bam.
Sold.
Yeah.
Pretty Look, sold. I'm looking forward to it too. I just hope they don't keep putting the date back. Like, you know how it happens. But
yes.
I believe it's April or May at this stage. It might be slotted in.
Sure.
Cool.
Number four, Weekend. Hopefully, I'll get to review this film soon. I've heard so many critics respond to this film saying it's the most amazing gay film. I would like to just go and see it just for it purely as a film. From what I've heard, it's extraordinary, and I cannot wait. I just cannot wait. The director uses two newbies, so actors that have never been cast before, so that should really make an interesting concept. Number three, Peter Jackson's The Hobbit.
Ooh.
Any views on that there, Sonia?
Well, we just can't wait because it's going to be done, it's apparently not quite in 3D, it's the new camera process he's using at a new speed rate, so it's going to be, you don't need to wear glasses, it'll be like almost like 3D without the glasses. Looking forward to that. It's going to be brilliant, of course, with CGI from none other but Weta Works, based in Kiwiland.
Yes. What was that, Kiwiland? The most amazing place? Yeah. Anyway.
It is right now.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, the trailer's amazing. Yep. And I remember going to the opening, the red carpet for Fellowship of the Ring, and it was amazing. I was just like, oh, everything was just decked out in Wellington. It was great. Number two, Batman, The Dark Knight Rises. Christopher Nolan, do you think he'll do it again?
What? After this film, apparently he won't be doing it again. He's hanging up the cape, I believe, but this could be the one that...
And I think Christian Bale has actually said he's going to... This is the last one as well. Yeah,
personally, I won't be missing that.
I will be.
It's the voice. I'm sorry. Can't go there.
All right, and the big one, and I'm geeking out because it's amazing. The number one film
Turn
I'm looking...
Turn your mic down.
Yeah. The number one film I'm looking forward to seeing next year is Ridley Scott's Prometheus.
Yes, the prequel to the Alien franchise. There's lots of spoilers out there at the moment, and of course the trailers, the unofficial teaser trailers, the official teaser trailers, yeah, they're out there. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I love watching the trailer that basically the soundtrack is like this.
Okay, right. Mike goes right down now. Thanks for that, guys.
No, I'm hoping you guys don't get turned off by how I just talked about the score, but Prometheus, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah,
purely because I am an Alien fan.
I want to see Ridley Scott do it again because you know, we had James Cameron and other people doing the later ones.
Yes.
We'll see what the master can do, if he still has it, what he had back in 79.
Yeah, totally. Now guys, if you would like to hear more information about those specific films, because a lot of them are very sci-fi orientated, you can always head along to hear Sonia on
That's
her show
me.
Her show Sci-Fi and Scream, which is it's 10 o'clock Tuesday night.
Yeah, that's it. Yay. That's tomorrow.
Or if you can also, she's talked about a couple of the films already, and you can head along to
the podcast
or the Facebook.
All linked to joy.org.au. Mm-hmm. And also, if you really did like Drive as much as I did.
Oh, wasn't it brilliant?
Well, I've got the interview there with Nicholas Windeen Arafin.
Yep.
You can tune in to that and listen to it again and again like I do. I just cut my bits out and I just listen to him. It's on a phone in Thailand, but hey,
an interview is an interview.
And guess who's in the background?
Ryan Gosling.
Making coffee.
Oh,
getting the coffee.
Damn. Okay.
All I heard was a paper cup sloshing around. I'm
was
sure
he just
it was
like,
coffee.
Oh, it's Ryan in the background.
Because they're doing another movie together, and they're also going to be doing a remake of... My mind's just gone completely. Oops.
Oh, no, that's okay. Look, I liked Riffin's last films, one of them being
Valhalla Rising. Pretty gory.
It's visually amazing and very unsettling. But I loved it. It was exactly what this film did. Drive. It was amazing. Okay, guys, before we get off track, let me just tell you, coming up next, we round off the hour with what's coming up this week in films, events, and music. So stay tuned to see if there's something you'd like to head along to. Hi guys, you're listening to Kylan on Kiss My Arts on Joy 94.9. Amy will be back from Vietnam spinning a story and indulging us in some music. Hopefully the heat will continue, but hopefully I will remember to bring a fan in because the studio has now become a sauna. Or maybe it's just me. Now thank you so much for staying tuned. Remember, you can contact me and Amy by heading along to the Joy website. When Amy gets back, she'll also construct a Facebook page, Twitter, and other social networking contraptions as well. Just so you know, if you do want to send in some options that you think or ideas that Amy and I will be interested in, by all means do that. We would love it. Coming up next, it's the guys in the Cubby House. Thanks once again. Take care and stay classy.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.